Welcome to our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, being brought to you in part by our friends from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. Infinite potential for 2010 is the theme of this year's meeting, and one of the ways they're celebrating that is through honoring 10 National FFA Agri Entrepreneur Award winners. And one of those 10 comes from the state of Oklahoma, William Maltby of the Burlington FFA chapter. And we had the chance to visit with William on the floor of the Agri Career Show here at the National FFA Convention. He's got an exhibit there with the other Agri Entrepreneur Award winners detailing what his project is all about.
William, tell me a little bit about, first of all, you're one of the national Agri Entrepreneurs here at the FFA Convention.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about this program.
Well, this is a program that you submit a form to the National FFA about your business and everything you do in it, and they go over it and see if you have one of the top 10 businesses in the FFA.
And you're one of these that are actually exhibiting here in the career show. Pretty special honor.
Yes, only 10 of us get this honor.
Tell me a little bit about your program.
Okay, I mow grass for my community. I mow 30 lawns, and it's a full service. I mow, weed eat, edge, blow off the concrete, and I even reseed for people.
Tell me about how you got that interested in that.
Well, my dad had a small lawn operation, and I saw there's a lot of elderly people in our community, and I saw the potential just to take it on from him and just expand it.
Tell me a little bit about what you're actually doing as far as, you know, some of the skills you've learned, some of the things you've had to do to make your business successful.
Well, I've learned a lot of customer skills. The customer's always right, and getting along with him and just getting really to know people and have great connections.
One of the things I know that you're also participating in this year, not only are you one of the National Agri Entrepreneurs, but you're in the proficiency finals, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
Well, the proficiency is just this right here also, just mowing grass for the community.
So you know, you think about this particular job. Is this something that will be eventually spun off to somebody else, or do you see this maybe as a bigger part of a career that might work for you?
Actually, my future career, I want to be an agriculture engineer and design tractors and lawnmowers for John Deere. And I plan on selling this operation to kids in my community, younger kids that are interested in mowing grass also.
Tell me about this idea of maybe designing tractors. What do you think that you'd like to try to accomplish in that area?
We'll design new ways, make them more efficient and friendlier for people to use, and make them so you just get a lot more done and easier for the farmer.
You feel like the FFA is giving you some of the skills that help you be successful with this?
Yes, I've learned public speaking, how to get along with people, and made new connections through the FFA, new friends, new networks.
He's a charged-up young man, William Maltby of the Burlington FFA chapter, already a national award winner, a National Agri Entrepreneur Award winner, one of 10 in the United States here in 2010. Representing Oklahoma, representing Burlington, and now he's got the opportunity here at the end of this week as he competes in the National Proficiency Award category, Grass Turf. He's got the chance to be a National Proficiency Award winner as well. We'll know his fate in that category Friday afternoon. Reporting from the 2010 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Blue Green Gazette.